What's up, what's up, what's up, everyone? I'm not gonna put on my nighttime voice, even though, like, it's 12:22 a.m. right now. But I just had a stroke of inspiration. And I said, you know what? I might as well just get this out because I just keep thinking this is like ASMR or something. But I literally just had a mind-blowing epiphany, and it's not even like groundbreaking information, but it was just the aha moment I needed to just finally feel like I'm in a little bit more control of my life and that I'm not just kind of floating in existence. And that might be over exaggerating, or it might just be how I usually am, because I can be a little bit too self-deprecating sometimes. But just like the title of this episode is called, this is the most important podcast episode you'll ever hear from me. Like, this is probably clickbait, but this is the most important thing right now. And this is more important than anything I've ever thought about ever. When it comes to accomplishing something that you want to do and something that you want to get done, you just got to find what works for you. And man, did that hit me like a freaking haymaker from Mike Tyson. Like a left hook. Just like, wow. Whatever it is that you want to get done, you got to find a way for it to work for you. Because you don't have the ability to put things on pause, and you don't have the ability to freeze time. If you do, hit me up, because I'm looking for someone that has that. I'm looking to be able to do that myself. But I just got the most wild, wild confirmation that that's the exact thing I need to be doing. And I think we all need to be doing that if we want to get things done. I'm laying here in my bed, and I have a goal for myself to wake up at 4 every day. And this is, of course, like, I'm trying to get as much sleep as I can. And I'm really trying to prioritize sleep more than anything, because I've, like, never done that in my life. So I'm trying to get the optimal hours of sleep, which I'm about to Google. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe I can Google right now, actually. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Cool thing about Anchor, as my ad says, is that you can record and do things on your phone. So the most optimal hours of sleep. The National Sleep Foundation guidelines advise that healthy adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep per night. Most people over 65 should also get 7. Babies might get more. Okay, so 7 to 9. So, I mean, me, I'm gonna try to shoot for 7 to sleep as little as possible. But my goal is to get 7 hours of sleep, wake up at 4, and originally it was to go to the gym. Because at my gym, I go to Crunch Fitness in Harrisburg. And usually around 4 to 5, right? For those of us that work a 9-to-5 job, which is most of us, about 95% of us, or we have to accommodate our schedule to our employer's schedule. And with Crunch Fitness, for those that are in Harrisburg, where I go and where I live, trying to go to Crunch Fitness and get a good workout in around 5, 6, 7 is like almost, it's like trying to get toilet paper in a pandemic, right? It's like trying to buy season tickets to your favorite football team when the season just drops, when it just starts. It doesn't work. It doesn't come easy. And it's just not ideal. It just kind of irritates me, and it becomes an unpleasurable experience. And I don't want to have exercise be unpleasurable. I want to have exercise be extremely pleasurable and extremely rewarding. And I want progress to be made. And I want to make sure I'm continuing to eat healthy, and I'm learning the requirements that my body needs, and I'm trying out new things and meal prepping, just making my life more efficient, more simple, more easy, right? But when I go to the gym at 4, I wake up at 4 and I get to the gym at 4:30 at the earliest, because that's when it opens up at 4:30. So that's like a 15 minute drive to the gym. And that's not including like the hour that I usually work out, and that's me giving myself like 45 seconds of rest between sets, like recommended. Like, this is the program that I'm following to put in this time of rest, which is like needed. Like, if I especially want to get the most out of my workouts and my movements, then I need to add the rest. So with rest and everything, I'm spending an hour at the gym most of the time, like almost all the time. Sometimes I might be able to squeak out like 50 minutes, but I'm working out for an hour. So if it's 15 minutes for me to get there, and even, yeah, I'm still shaving off some time because I would get there when it first opens up, right? Even still, the time it takes to get there is 15 minutes added onto the trip. So even if I worked out for 15 minutes, right? I'm sorry, for 50 minutes. And for simple math, we'll just do 45. If I worked out for 45 minutes, 15 minutes to get there. So that means I have now an hour, and then 15 minutes to get back, an hour and 15. So that process has now taken an hour and 15 minutes of my life to get that done. Now, don't want another 15 if the exercise takes me an hour, right? Then now it's an hour and a half. An hour and a half long process, when I could have a lot of that time to be doing other things too. And now it's like 6 o'clock basically at that point. But instead of waking up at 4 and not starting my exercise till 4:30, I just had the eureka moment of, man, what if I just make the sacrifice for during the week, I wake up at 4, roll out of bed, go downstairs, do a home workout, right, for 20 or 30 minutes. I'll probably do a 30-minute one, but, I mean, even 20 minutes is usually good. And that feels like a long time, especially with the home workout I found by this guy named Bully Juice. Shout out Bully Juice, because his workouts, they kick my butt. And I might even do 20 minutes just to save a little bit of time, how I'm feeling, whatever. Like, we'll try it, we'll see. But if I start at 4, start exercising there, now I'll be done at 4:30. I can shower. I can make time for God. I can eat if I haven't cooked already. And now I'll start my day at 5 instead of starting my day at 7 and having to squeeze in eating when I first start working, all that. All that stuff is unnecessary, and it just puts more stress. It takes away what I'm trying to accomplish. And so now, having that in my mind, it's like, oh crap, this is more efficient. So now I have 2 hours in the morning that I just freed up for myself to work on my marketing agency, right? Because that's the most important thing right now. And I just learned, something's law. Hold up. I'm going to say L, law, work on most important tasks in the morning. Okay, it's not coming to me now. It was like, man, I'll have to watch it. I just watched it on a Nate O'Brien video on YouTube. Just found it. Something's Law, and I'll probably touch base on it once I'm able to find it. But let's just say, for sake of discussion, we'll say it's not coming on here now. Parkinson's Law. We'll say Parkinson's Law or the Ivy Lee Method. But basically, whatever it is that's the most important thing that you want to get done, expend the energy in the beginning of the day and do that before anything else, so that you're able to give your complete and total self to working on that thing. Complete and total self to working on that thing, and just do it. And it might not feel like you're putting in the most time on that. I know that's kind of how my mind is. It self-sabotages itself a lot. But I think that's just how I'm hardwired, you know, like at least from the beginning. And I'm not saying that's who I am forever. I think I'll be able to change that eventually, and I'm working on changing that. But now, by making the sacrifice of not going to the gym in the morning, I'll be able to free up a whole newfound time slot to work on my marketing, so that every day I'm putting in the necessary efforts. And that means now I've opened up 10 guaranteed hours to work on my own hustle, which is amazing news to me, right? And this also allows me now, because I'll already be up and working, as long as everything's going according to plan, to start working my 9-to-5 job at 7. And thankfully, I'm in the position where I don't have to work a full 8 hours. And so that sets me up now to be able to have, in a perfect day, right? Like, as long as there's no meetings or nothing, like, I could be done potentially at 2. And now it's like, okay, great. Like, I need to get 7 hours of sleep. So if I'm waking up at 4, 4 minus 4 would take the 12, so that's 4, and then 11, 10, 9. So ideally, I need to be sleeping at 9, right? So then my day could be done. So let's say my day was done at 2 p.m., right? And I have 9. So now I opened up time for myself. Well, let me go do some food orders and deliver some food with Uber, right? I can do that for the evening. I can do that for dinner. I can make myself dinner early and do that before 9. I can use the time from 5 to 7 or 5 to 8 or whatever and do that for a couple hours, come back, chill for an hour, and then go to sleep. And then I have time from 2 to 5 there. That could be my chill time. That could be time for my music, right? And I'm probably not even going to say chill time. I'll probably have that last hour, as long as everything, again, would go quote-unquote, like, according to plan, which you can only plan for so much. But, like, right after 2, I'd be able to turn, okay, I'll work on my music now, I'll play my instruments, and I'll finally be able to put in the effort there, because it's like I need to put in effort, but like at the same time it's like it's more repetition than anything, and it's not like strenuous. Like there's no money involved, I'm not on someone else's time, I'm not on anyone else's dollar, so like I'll be able to take my good old time, play with the metronome, enjoy, be creative and express myself and just let things flow naturally from that standpoint. I'll be able to give the time to my YouTube that I wanted to give this whole time, right? I'll be able to continue to do other things, reach out, try other ideas that I wanted to do in that prime time. Like one idea I just found from Nate O'Brien that sounds like a really cool idea is influencer management. How do I start doing that, really? I don't really know, but why not just reach out to people that I could like, right? And see if I can take care of doing brand deals for them. Like, that's a whole new lane, and I could take commission from any sort of deal that they get done. So just thinking outside the box and trying new things I've never tried before, and, like, why not? Why not? Why not? That's the thing. Like, for my life, I've set a goal, and the path that I was walking before, like with me taking a new job on and me going to the gym, it just wasn't working. It just hasn't been working. I get done and I feel drained sometimes, and I haven't made the time to work on my marketing agency now. By the time I get done sometime, it would be 6 p.m. Right? Just by the day go. Like I've had days where I've gotten done at 6 p.m. And then at that point, it's like, okay, I go eat dinner. I spend time with my family. And that now, before I know it, it's 7:30. 8. Right? Now I have 2 hours before I need to be in bed. I didn't do anything. 2 hours? Bro, you're telling me I have 2 hours now for work and music? Like, are you kidding me? That's it? That just doesn't... How am I supposed to make progress doing that? That doesn't even... It wasn't sitting right with me, and it was driving me crazy. Driving me crazy. And so for my mind and to just see what happens, why not just pivot and go a way that you might not want to get a result that you wanted this whole time? You know, I'm a huge advocate of living the life that other people aren't living so that you can live the life that other people aren't living. Like, I'm going to say that one more time. Live a life that others aren't living so you can live a life that others aren't living. I don't know how many other people are waking up at 4 doing home workouts and taking care of things and working on marketing and then getting their hours in and doing that and then clocking out and taking a break. Maybe I'll go for a walk. Go for a quick walk just to refresh, take my mind off things and recenter. Go for a walk for 30 minutes, do cardio, come back, work on music, work on those tasks. Just get my mind refreshed, recentered, enthusiastic, energetic, take care of dinner, and then for the rest of my night, deliver food, make some money doing that way because I've wanted to do it. Now I've taken care of exercise, I've taken care of eating clean, making sure I'm eating clean. I've taken care of working on marketing. I've taken care of working on music. I've taken care of working on YouTube now, right? Like my music, do that for an hour, whatever. Like, it's like now things are moving forward. And what seemed now like a mountain, what seemed like almost immovable, what seemed like it was a dire situation or a hopeless situation, has now turned into a situation that is giving me hope, giving me empowerment, giving me motivation and energy to keep moving forward. And I think that's just the flaw in today's society, is that we are blasted constantly by groups that we're in, by just social media giving us the pathways to constantly be connected to someone. Constantly. If you were to go back to 1974, you weren't constantly connected to someone. if you were walking down the street by yourself, you couldn't pull out your phone and boom, you got a million people at your hand, billions of people at your disposal that you can peer into their life, like, quote unquote, peer into their life. And you got people making vlog videos of a day in my life and showing you their whole entire day. That was never possible before, what, 2003? Something somewhere around that time in the 2000s. And now it's so normal and it's so commonplace and common practice that we've forgotten how much of a marvel and how much of a amazing, incredible, and tremendous, groundbreaking thing this is. And instead of appreciating the capabilities that we have and using it to help us, we use it to hurt us. And I believe that, I think that's what we do as humans, just kind of naturally, is we just pick the route that hurts us. We pick the route that leads to suffering. We do things that lead to leaving us empty, lead to making us feel like we're missing something, like we're incomplete, that we're not enough, what we have isn't enough. It's just like, maybe it's because we have the comfortability, and I'm sure I touched on this in numerous podcasts before, but this is the first time ever in the world's history where we've experienced a life like the life we're experiencing now. And so I encourage everyone to just put things into perspective. Continue to give themselves grace. And continue to understand that, hey, you might have been addicted to alcohol. You might have been completely unproductive, or just been a procrastinator, or you might not have had any motivation to do anything. You might have been someone that hurt others. You might have been someone that, it could be anything. But the best part is that, like, even though you're in the situation that you put yourself in, you can always get yourself out. Most times, like, I mean, I don't know if you can get yourself out of a situation of life in prison or anything like that, but you know what I'm saying. You can change your situation. You don't have to stay. You don't have to be stuck. You don't have to keep living life and feeling the same way you felt just because you felt it. Just because the situation feels like you're not going to get out of here tomorrow. Well, you're right. You're probably not going to get out of here tomorrow. But you can start today. That might help you get closer to getting out of here tomorrow. And I think that's what the most important thing is. Doing the best that you can in a day and working smarter, not harder. Work as smart as you can to just get what it is that is important to you done. And I think that is the most important lesson that I could say on this podcast platform, is literally just adjust. Just adjust. Just adjust. Just adjust. Just. Just adjust to your situation. It sucks having to adjust sometimes, especially when you're not in a situation where you want to be in. If you have two legs that allow you to walk and you don't have arthritis where your bone is literally rubbing up against bone, congratulations. You are now able to do something that someone that has arthritis, that is missing ligaments, or better yet, missing legs, cannot do. But what do those people do that don't have legs, that can't really walk? They adjust to that situation. And the worst and saddest part is that they don't really have a choice. And so that's how I'm living my life right now. I'm living my life in the fact that I don't really have a choice. But you know what I do have a choice of? I have a choice not about... Yeah, and let me rephrase that. I do have a choice. I don't have a choice about what cards I'm dealt. Right? No one has a choice about what cards they were dealt. But we have a choice about how we're going to play the hand. Do we fold? Do we bet? Do we raise? Do we call? Do we get a new card? I don't know. I don't know all the rules of Texas Hold'em. But I tell you what, even if you bluff and you have a terrible hand, you can still come up with $1 million. You don't need to have the best hand to win the best pile, to win the best earnings, to have the best winnings. You don't have to have the best cards in your hand ever. That's a lie. It's made up. No one has the best cards in their hand. It may seem like it, but no one has all the cards in the world. Yukio might have Exodia, right? Yuki might have Exodia, but that's it. Even he doesn't get Exodia every single time he plays. Hard of the cards or not. And so, I just really wanted to instill that into every single person listening. To just do what is the most effective, the most efficient, and the most easy for you in the situation that you are in. That will help you get out and will help you get closer to the preferred situation that you would much rather be in. I paid all this money to learn marketing and I'm not in the situation that I want to be. If anything, it put me in a situation where I wouldn't want to be because now I don't have any of that money that I could have saved. But you know what? I'm now in a state where I have the ambition, the goal, the tools, the group, the resources to build my own marketing agency. And it might not seem like it made the most sense right now because I have no money to show for it, but you bet your bottom dollar that just continuing to adapt to the situation and to adapt to whatever is necessary in order to get the outcome that I want, it'll be completely worth it. It'll be tenfold on returns once it's helping me get closer to where I want to be so that I can start helping others get to where they want to be. And that's what I hope to do with this podcast anyway, is to help others get closer to where they want to be. That's why I started this whole podcast, and that was my whole inspiration. I want to help people be the best versions of themselves. And how can I do that if I can't even be the best version of myself? So yeah, I really encourage every single person that listened. First off, thank you so, so much for tuning in as always. Especially shout out Ashley. Shout out Ashley Hege. Seriously, thank you so much. You continue to show support and you're such a freaking rock star in your work. It doesn't go unnoticed. You're such an inspiration. Seriously. And I can't thank you enough for just everything that you've done for me. From a teaching standpoint. From a friend standpoint. And from a mentor standpoint. Because you definitely have the traits that I admire. That I look up to. And that I'd want to emulate. And for everyone that doesn't know who Ashley is, I'm sure she'll be on the podcast. I had an episode I've recorded with her before, but we just got to make a new one because I messed up. I made a mistake on the audio, but like, seriously, thank you all for tuning in because y'all are the reason that I do this. And I want us to grow together. I want us to live better lives together. I don't really care about being rich. I don't care about being famous. I don't care about having a blue check and being verified. I don't care about having everyone know my name. I care about being financially free, financially stable. I care about waking up every day and doing what I want to do, right? And I care about being involved in other people's lives and having conversations with like-minded individuals, building relationships with them, and just working on goals and dreams and aspirations and helping other people succeed. That's the stuff that matters to me. Crushing goals and being better and living life to the fullest and embracing a human being experience. And God, of course. That's where I'm at with it. So, this one was longer than I anticipated, but I just want to thank you all once more. Reach out to me. Let me know how you liked this episode, if you related to it. Let me know if there's... And please, please, reach out and let me know. Like, if there's something that you want to hear specifically, let's talk about it. Because that's why I do this. I do this for y'all. I do this so that I can be a light as much as I can and as best as I can in this darkness, in this dark world, for those that feel like they have no light or for those that feel like they're alone, right? I want to build a community of like-minded individuals where we have each other's backs and we all have one goal in mind, to create a winning state in mind and to foster an environment where we understand what winning looks like to us. It doesn't mean glitz and glam and fame or whatever. It means peace, joy, love, happiness, contentment, right? Improvement, betterment, honesty, efficiency, effectiveness. That's what winning is to me. Winning in relationships, winning in your job, your aspirations, your goals, your love, your health. Just all of that. Doing what needs to be done. So yeah, just wanted to throw this last bit in there. And as always, thank y'all for tuning in. I'm gonna see y'all in the next episode. Peace.